Apologies for the sound quality. We lost the audio. This is all camera audio. Please enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, what's going on? This is your boy Pablo, a.k.a. Garnish of the Grandson, a.k.a. the Bearded Wonder, a.k.a. the Pod Boss, a.k.a. Pod's Gift. Mr. Boy, a.k.a. is an HBCU. Pinkies up. And we're back with another episode of Toxicology Report. And my man over there doing his best Shannon Sharp impersonation. Introduce yourself, sir.
It's your boy, Best Friend, a.k.a. Captain of the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. It's all you need today.
Why are you way over there, sir? Explain that to the people. Why are you way over there?
Because you have herpes.
Because I have herpes.
You have herpes.
And how do you know this information?
It's written on the bathroom wall.
That's my bathroom, so...
I don't know who wrote it, then. It's your bathroom that somebody knows, then.
Oh, my God. How you been, sir?
Another day.
And I apologize for the aesthetics. This literally was his idea. Okay.
Why don't I sit next to him? Like, if you people don't like it,
then put it in the comments below.
Come sit next to him. Like, yeah. If you don't like it, if you're the one person that doesn't like it, put it in the comments and you come sit next to him and we'll do a pod with you and you can sit next to him.
Okay. Look, he's giving out free guest invites. That's
there you
crazy.
Go. There you go.
How you been?
DM.
Lord have mercy.
DM us for a guest invite.
There you go. Boom. But you have to be here, though. You have to come.
Have to show up.
Yep.
People don't show up.
Yeah. But it is what it is. We're used to it by now. How you been?
I would like to say another day, another dollar, but it's another day and spent another dollar.
Always.
I'd like to bring it in instead of put it out, but it ain't happening.
Yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
I hope. I wish. I'm poor.
I know you don't watch the social medias, but our Instagram and our our TikTok is booming, sir.
TikTok's booming. Business is booming.
Yeah. They like the...
Click, like, subscribe.
What was that episode? The Kayla episode. They like the Kayla episode.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they like it a lot. So, and a lot of people say you look like a young Marshall Mathers, sir.
Young, better looking, and a lot more poor.
Yeah.
I'm the 8 Mile version of Marshall Mathers. That one we compare bank accounts.
Ah,
so I'm that one and he's this one.
So you're the one that got beat up in the trailer park.
No, I didn't get beat up, I'm just poor. I just gotta, I don't got nothing to eat.
Gotcha. Oh, also on TikTok, somebody said they gave you a new name.
What's that?
So someone asked, is that Eminem? Because they thought I blew up, thought I got Eminem on the show. And then somebody said, no, that's Skittles. His acoustic cousin.
What does that mean?
So you are great value, Eminem.
That sounds racist.
It could be. I didn't check the race of the person.
Hey, some of the great value stuff tastes real good.
Absolutely, it does.
Especially when you're the 8 Mile version, you got to eat great value a lot.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know, spaghetti, leftover spaghetti.
That too, right? So you heard about his restaurant, right?
Yeah, they said it's terrible.
Yeah, it says the worst restaurant.
If he wants the taste to come up, it's got to be Mom's Leftovers Fried Spaghetti. Look, we're open today, but you can't come till tomorrow because we got to cook it today, fry it tomorrow.
That's crazy.
So, always a day behind.
It's made to order.
It's made to order.
So don't come in there hungry.
Nope, order today and pick it up tomorrow for lunch. You won't be disappointed.
And can you give people the recipe?
Yep, just a whole bunch of fatty butter and some leftover spaghetti that you just fry. Fry it hard. You know, like, you people like frying hard, right?
I think everybody in the hood like fry hard.
Fry it hard. Like, I was at the gas station right on 295. When you get off 295 to go downtown, that one right on the right by the casino. Yeah. Man, I heard some dude in there. He's like, man, fry it hard, man. I want my chicken fried hard, man. Make sure you fry it hard. Like, he must have said it like 100 times. Yeah. And I know the person wanted to be like, man, bro, I heard you. Like, you wanted chicken fried hard.
He probably went in there and it wasn't fried hard.
Like, literally, he fried too much. There's no skin or meat left. I had some turkey yesterday. Literally, it was cooked so long. Like, it was just hard bone.
Like it's separated and you just saw the bone coming off.
Right, but the meat was hard.
Right.
Like, well, who wants to eat that shit? It's terrible.
Some people do, brother.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, also, with the internets, I put a question up. And I want to hear your opinion since, you know, you've been in relationships. You know what I mean? What is some things that a man should not have to ask his woman if they're in a relationship?
For sex.
Okay.
For help.
For
guidance.
Ooh.
For advice.
But you're the man. Why you need guidance?
Because everybody talks about this whole, you know, men don't ask for help, men don't need help, mm-hmm. men don't talk, you know, about their feelings or their emotions or their struggles. Like, there's just a lot of things that you shouldn't have to ask for.
Mm-hmm. So you want to hear what the men say? Or you want to hear what I say?
What you say, and then we'll go with what the consensus.
A safe space.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah,
they
a
just
place,
summed it all up.
Yeah, a place where I can be like, hey, you know, today I'm just not, you know, 100%. You know, because for a long time I did not have that. I did not have that for a long time. Like, I would have to be the tough guy. I would have to be the guy, you know, like, the protector of all times. A hug. I'm a hugger. So.
We've had hard ER?
Yeah, definitely a hard ER.
You're a hard hugger?
Yeah, I think the A is for the friends. I think that I'm a hugger, that's my friends. But I'm a hugger. That's sort of, you know, the people that I love. You know, we hug. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't like you.
I know. You love me, but it's cool though. Dinner? Like, say I had like the worst fucking day ever at work, or the worst fucking day outside, period, and you know I didn't eat, cook something, or order something, or, you know what I mean, like something comfort. I need comfort food. You know what I mean, so something like that. You know. The people, one word said, understanding and respect. Women have a hard time understanding.
Women have a hard time respecting.
Yeah, like women, like especially nowadays, women have that. Well, I go to work too. I go through things too. Like, you know what I mean, they don't have that understanding of. He just really had a bad fucking day.
Right. It's not about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, hey, sometimes people have bad days.
Exactly. Let's see. Peace. Comfort. A married woman said he shouldn't have to beg for anything. You should just be in sync with him.
I wish I knew where some of these women are, because some of these women will say, like, I've seen posts where women are like, man, I would give up my life for this guy. I would.
Yeah.
I would. You know, give up my family for this mm-hmm. guy. This guy is so perfect. This everything. Like, I cook and clean. Where are these women at? Because
right.
there ain't none in Baltimore. I can tell you that.
Well, the funny thing, she used to live here. She's a stand-up comic. She moved to California.
See?
let's see. Oh, this is wild. He should never have to beg her to get an abortion.
Okay.
So quiet. Just shutting the fuck up sometimes.
And sometimes you just need that, and they just keep on talking.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. They said that. Oh, somebody said ask for his phone back. He shouldn't have to ask for his phone.
Yeah, well, if you got problems asking for your phone back, you're probably doing something anyway.
Yeah, you got bigger problems than
right.
Something to eat. They just worded it fucked up. Same thing. The remote control. He said, how dare you keep the remote control when the game's on?
Why do they got the remote control anywhere?
You need more TVs in the house. That's what that is.
You need to lay down the law and be like, look, today's game day.
Bruh, like, this ain't the 60s, bro. Like, this ain't the 60s. Like,
I ain't never had a problem in my house when I'm like, look, I'm watching the game today. Like, nope.
Yo, could you live back in those times where they had two separate beds in the same house? Like, they in the same room. It's like they had two twin beds.
Ah, man, there's sometimes you feel like they look like.
Yeah. And the only time they push them together to have sex and they separate them shits again.
Shit, back then, they probably didn't even push them together. They're like, look, it's going to be 2 seconds anyway.
Right?
I wonder what the average sex time was back in the 50s and 60s compared to now.
It couldn't be long, bro.
Nah, not at all.
But it was prudes back then. It couldn't be long.
Them 40s and 50s sex had to be like 2 minutes.
Like, because if a woman gave head back then, they looked at her foul as fuck. Can you imagine those days?
People eating ass.
Yeah, like, you imagine that? Like, yeah, you know, I ate my wife's pussy. What?
Why are you nasty? You sinner. Like, yeah, Jesus, go to church. Repent.
Sex. Man should never have to ask for sex.
I agree. If you won't do it, somebody else out there will. It's a fact. Trust me.
But how would she know you want sex?
Because you're like, hey, I want something tonight, or I need some, or you.
But isn't that asking?
There's ways that you know.
Okay.
Like, if you be like, hey, I want you to sleep naked tonight, or I want, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, fuck that, I'm tired. Like, okay. Well, I gotta run to the store real quick. I'll be back in 2 hours.
But it's okay. So for me, right, if she sleeps with no drawers on, then I know it's go time. You see what I'm saying? Like, what? I don't know, man. Some people, they need that consent still.
That's a weird relationship. You got to worry about your girl calling the cops on you saying you raped her.
Right? A threesome. Man should never have to ask for a threesome.
Hey, today's time, like, something. A lot of people will know. There's so many pineapple gang out there.
Yeah. I know some men who don't even want a threesome. Like, they don't even want an extra person, man or woman, in their bed.
2024, extra headache.
Right? So, time, sex, love, a listening ear. Women don't listen. Well, sorry. Some women don't listen. I ain't gonna say all women.
Most women don't listen.
See, there you go. I'm just saying some. Because I do know some that do listen.
I don't know any.
let's see. Consistency. Integrity. They're using all the big words. Loyalty and respect.
Yep. I always hear honesty, loyalty, respect. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So about consistency? So everybody has a bad day?
Everybody has a bad day.
Okay.
Shit, they bleed 7 days a month. You know, they're going to have 7 bad days. You know?
True. But not everybody has a bad day on those days, though.
That's true, but some people are tired, some people cranky, some people, you know, frustrated, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Attention. If you have to ask for attention, you need to get the fuck on. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, if some days, cool, you know what I mean, you just want to be by yourself, to yourself, but, yeah, I need attention. Even if it's just inadvertent attention, like I walk past you, you know what I mean, you touch me, or some shit like that.
So, sit in the same room and do your thing. We don't have to watch the same show. We just be in the same room.
Exactly. Coochie and food. This is from a woman.
Coochie?
Yeah. Sheesh. Yeah, all the women on here was like...
She white.
No, she black.
Coochie.
Yeah. And then, of course, sex. So, sex was a lot on here. So what... then I asked the reverse. What should a woman never have to ask for? That got less answers than the men. The men had like 45. The women got like 27.
Women need to ask for that paycheck.
So a woman shouldn't respect, love, and affection. Sir, you got to show affection.
I don't even show my face.
Somebody said a woman shouldn't have to ask for anything. You gotta ask for something.
Then a man ain't gotta ask for anything.
Yeah, like I gotta know what you want before. You know what I mean?
You want Taco Bell or McDonald's?
Yeah, set the tone. Now, after you set the tone for being in a relationship for so long?
Because there's been times they're like, I'm hungry. Okay.
Right.
Pick up food. I didn't want this. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you should have said something.
Exactly. Like, literally set the tone. Like, you gotta treat men like children at times. Like, you have to show them. So a kid doesn't know not to do something until you tell them not to do something. So show them what you want, and then they'll continue to give you what you want. So that's how, you know, the old heads used to be like, oh, that's a nice bracelet in the window, you know? I wish I had something like that. Birthday comes, bracelet. That's how simple men are.
Simple.
Time and safety.
Fact. I can see that.
Yeah. But some women be punching people in the face now, so.
A lot of women out there, they're aggressors in the relationship now.
Yeah. We had one on the show. She'll knock somebody the fuck out. Shouldn't have to beg a man to stop cheating.
Okay.
You got nothing for that?
Nope.
Sex.
Again, same thing. Same rule applies. If you expect a woman to give it,
yeah,
you got to be willing to give it.
Mm-hmm. And like, you got to give us the clues. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just...
Right.
Like, if you walk around, and some people just don't want to have sex. Like, a lot of people are not sex addicts. They don't want to have sex. So you got to give them the clues, like, hey, you know. Or even if you set a day. Like, set a day with, like, hey, you know, Tuesdays, Thursdays, let's try to get it in. Or the weekend, let's try to get it in. You know what I'm saying?
It's so bad you got to schedule it.
It is, but it's a start.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Question. Daytime, nighttime?
Anytime.
See, I'm a nighttime.
I feel like daytime's always rushed. Like, yeah. That's always a quickie time.
Like, yeah. I'm like nighttime, like nighttime. Like, I wake up like 3 in the morning, I just want to fuck.
Yep. I like nighttime more, but anytime.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, there's men out there, like, certain women don't want it, so you got to take it when you can get it. Not take it, people.
You know what he means.
You got to get it in when you can fit it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to slide in when you're able to. That's all. Let's see. They said loyalty. Pretty much the same shit for the men. Honesty. Yeah, honesty, communication. And somebody said dick. They were just flat out just saying
dick.
Yeah, so. I thought that was interesting. So let's get to this shit. Uncle Shay Shay popped up and hopped out in a form-fitting sweatsuit with a man bag around his chest.
Merce.
Yeah, a Merce. You have a picture of with a Merce on, by the way.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying, including you, that he just need to come out and just call it a day.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, he's prolonging the memes and the conversation and the accusations and the mudslinging and the dirt, like, all the stuff that's out there, he's prolonging. Like, if you are, you are. Who cares? Like, just come out and be like, hey, it's my business. Who cares? Like, who was it that said, what I do in my bedroom is my business?
Dwight Howard,
yeah. So, like, you hear anybody talking about Dwight Howard anymore? Nope. Because he said, what I do in my bedroom is my business. Boom. Come out, say the same thing, move on.
Yeah, he caught the heat for, like, 2-3 days, and then...
Yeah, now Shannon's going to catch it for weeks every time he comes out in something.
But you said, also, any publicity is good publicity, right?
Right, but you're at the same time, any publicity is good publicity, but yet when somebody calls you out your name, you want to talk about, it's all when I see you. You can't fight everybody, right?
Yo, he's like 6'4", like 270.
Oh, he's a beast.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, people's going to stop saying it if he's just whatever.
Yeah, because at this point, it'd be bullying if he comes out and you still picking on about it.
Right.
So, like, I'm gay, and then they still make jokes about it. It's like, yeah, what are you doing?
Doogie Howser is gay. When was the last time you heard about that?
And he's still on shows fucking bitches.
All kinds of shows.
He on shows fucking bitches. Dude.
People don't say, oh my God, this doesn't make no sense on the show. This isn't realistic.
Cause right.
We know in real life he's gay.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, just come out, get it over with, man. Yeah. Bite the bullet.
Should he do it on his show?
Yeah, because he's going to get all the money. Yeah. He can pay himself.
Have an interview with himself?
Yep. All he's got to do is be like, big announcement. You know how many people are going to view him for that?
Yeah.
Put it in the middle of the show, probably like 45 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
That way people have to watch. You get to click, like, subscribe, the views.
Some WWE shit. Like,
yep.
Put it in. Wrestler coming back tonight. And it'll come back into the third hour.
Yep. Because now you get all the views. So, like, he can make tons of money off of this.
Mm. Uncle Shay Shay, come out, man. You can come out on the show. You can come on the show right here. But over there. Over there.
That you sit over here. I'm good.
Yeah. Because we both got broad shoulders. I don't want you bumping into me. So go over
thick
there.
Thick thighs save lives. You got the thick ones.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I want him to drag this out.
Why?
I like the memes. You know me. I'm a meme guy. So I like the memes. I want him to drag this out as long as he can.
He's going to drag it out until at least he breaks or somebody's NDA comes up and it's time to talk. And somebody's like, hey.
The Disney NDAs, speaking of those, they're coming up now. So all the kids that are on like That's So Raven and all them other shit, they're about to speak.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they said, because of the Nickelodeon shit about to drop. The documentary about how it was touchy-feely over there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so... And it's the guy, I hate to say this, it's the guy you would expect, too. That's the crazy part. The chubby guy with the black hair that was on Good Burger.
Yeah.
It said he's one of the main culprits. That's why you ain't seen or heard from him. Like, he's been gone because it's coming soon. It's coming real
fucking soon. Like the Epstein report. Like, everybody's like, years and years and years. Mm-hmm. We want to see it. It comes out and like... 3 days later, like, nobody talks about it no more.
Yeah, because they didn't say no names. That's why. It was juicy when we thought names were going to get dropped. We thought
Oprah was on there and Beyonce was on there.
And nobody, well, if they are, no one's saying anything, so.
Yep, because there's still some blank spots on that report.
Exactly. And they gave us Stephen Hawkins.
A guy who's gone.
Right. Two other names, they gave us a dead guy.
Yeah, that can't defend himself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Nickelodeon one. I'm definitely waiting for the NDA for Disney to pop up because the white girl that was on That's So Raven, she said she got a lot to say. And she said, like you said too, Orlando Brown, he's not crazy. He's not crazy at all.
I'm sure. I told everybody a long time ago, that man, everybody's like, oh, he got some weird stories. Yeah. But I'm sure them stories, he's got a whole bunch of truth stories too.
Yeah, they say he's not crazy. He just can't say what he has to say. To the NDAs come up, and they coming up, I think, next year.
If I'm him, I'm getting a paid interview or a book or something and just releasing it all then.
Oh, of course.
You know, he ain't got that much money left.
I'm going to Gail. I'm on somebody. Like, somebody's going to hear this. Like,
hit it. Shit, I'm like, hey, Oprah, touch me. Gail, put me on.
Yo, you can't say her best friend
touched
you.
I'm going to drop a bomb, and she's going to do it live. We got to do it live. That way you can't censor me.
Then she's going to look at him. Like she did R. Kelly, and like, you know what?
The show going to cut off.
We're going to black out like on Raw.
It's going to be missing.
Like, we have not seen Orlando Brown in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy. Oh, Freaknik. That's coming out too.
I saw that. We were just talking about that not too long ago. These kids don't know nothing about Freaknik.
Yep, the 21st on Hulu. I asked mom, I said, did you go to Freaknik? She paused. I was like, you know what? Don't even answer the question. Don't even answer the fucking question.
Don't want to know.
I didn't want to know. If it wasn't a flat out no, I don't want to hear nothing.
She's like, well, it was back in late December, early January. They had one. I went to a couple of them. And
you know, I met this man named Luke. He was a real nice guy, you know.
And then 9 months later, here you are.
Yeah, bruh. Yo, let Luke be my dad,
bro. Bro, you better pay up, Luke. Yeah. Uncle Luke ain't no uncle no more. Hey, Daddy Luke, where's that check?
Craziness, Uncle Luke. One of y'all rappers. Biggie was down there, too. So, yeah, one of y'all rappers. I need money, bro. We got to do this. Help me out. Invest in the studio, something.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Let's see. We got one more thing. beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, we were talking about this off air. So there's a video going around of this young lady who says that black women, I know you hate this, black women go to college for a degree. White women go to college for a husband. And they have a phrase for it called ring by spring. So by their senior year, they expect to be engaged to somebody before they graduate college.
I've never heard of it. Yeah. But if you're getting your degree and getting a long-term relationship out of it, why not?
Yeah.
But we talk about, you know, in the black community when, you know, people aren't married, people aren't together, you know, mm-hmm. you're not with your kids, father, mother, whatever, maybe you should go to college and go ring for spring, by spring, yeah. whatever it is.
So I've been to college, and there's some validity to that. The white women that I came across in college, they weren't the best students, you know. Some were, but a lot of them weren't. They, like, you know, we have a thing, the weekend starts on Thursday in college. So wherever the party's at, that's where all the white women were. It was at all the parties, all the frats, football, all that shit, the baseball parties, everything. Black women were more focused and determined. Like, they're like, yo, I'm not going out tonight. Or they'll go out one night and then that's it. You know, like, they focus more.
Priorities.
Yeah, they focus more on the grades because it's like we came from a place where, you know, we didn't get shit handed to us, basically. So I can see the validity in that. And in college, a relationship is just a relationship.
It's like high school.
Yeah. Like, it's like if I'm, oh, yeah, I fucked him sophomore year. You know what I mean? And me and him were fucking junior year. Like, a lot of people
don't. You get with Billy, right. He's going to Harvard because his daddy got money.
Exactly.
And he's going to be a law student, and then his daddy's a multimillionaire. Then, hey, get that ring while you can get it.
Yeah. Because, you know, they go back to the boyfriend's house over the summer. Black women, nah. Like, they're working. I mean, they come back home, all that good shit. So, yeah, there's some validity to that. But,
hey, do what you got to do either way.
Ring by spring. I'm like, that's crazy.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a phrase for it. I seen it, but I didn't know it was a phrase for it. So that's
I seen it.
Yeah. So, but people at home, y'all already know it's time for best friend sack question. This is for people listening. This is where best friend goes into his sack, gets a question. Me and him discuss it. Sometimes we have guests. They discuss it with us. And we try to get to the bottom of it. Sometimes it becomes one or two episodes long, but, you know, they're good questions. Shout out to y'all. Yeah.
So I think I'll ask you the one about, we talked about earlier, like, so what's one of your fantasies mm-hmm. that you'd like to explore mm-hmm. in the bedroom, but you just haven't shared with your significant other yet? Everybody's got one.
Yeah, I have one. But I don't want you calling me no freaky motherfucker when I tell you.
Hey, you know I can get freakier than me, yeah. sir.
It's called edging.
I know what edging is.
You know what edging is?
I do.
Yeah, I've seen some videos, and I want to partake in edging.
But why?
Because in my life, I'm always in control. I'm always the dominant. I'm always the leader. And edging, you take that control away from me and give it to somebody else.
Okay, I've heard of it for like self pleasure, mm-hmm. edging, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, it's a woman who takes control over my body.
But are you telling her to stop, or are you just going
with the flow? It's her show. I'm just there.
So
the videos I've seen is a lot of, you know, like nipple play, rubbing. She might jerk you off. I mean, like, and then she feels like you're about to come, she'll stop you. You know what I mean? Then she controls, like, all that. She's in control of everything that happens.
Okay.
Sometimes she might not even touch your penis. It's just all stimulation. It's pure stimulation.
I don't think that's too freaky or too anything.
Okay. What about you? I know you did a lot, so how about you?
See, that's the thing for me. It's like, I've done a lot, and I don't know. Like, I know women right now, when I ask that question to, they're like, I want to have two men. Like, damn, like, everybody wants to have two men, like...
Right, but then we asked Della and Quana, and they was like, nah.
Yeah, so it's like...
Well, Della said, nah, Quana, you know, she...
Like, for me, like, just, I don't know, just shut the hell up for 5 minutes, I guess, but... Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up
for 5 minutes. Just let me enjoy it for 5 minutes. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me because I've done it all except tied for, up. Like, two men. I've done tied up.
Blindfolded.
You know, like, you know me. Like, I've done a lot. Like, you know.
See, this is why the black women like you, bro. This is actually why the black women like you.
Like,
Ladies and gentlemen, he's pondering.
I've had to think on that one because like fantasy, like
yeah, you've done a lot, bro.
I don't know, maybe
outside on the balcony.
Yeah, I've done it outside on the balcony. Okay. I've done it on my deck.
Yeah,
I've done it in many places in public. At the beach, like not on the beach, but okay. I've never really had that fantasy, like
yeah, the sand and the ash
on the beach or whatever, like. You know, I guess I was edging on the airplane before. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a fantasy is like watching her, like with a female. But I've kind of done that.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the other shit. Like, had some guy coming in, ram her up.
No, it's just maybe with a female, just seeing. But see, the thing, my fantasy would be watching her. Where she's 100% not inhibited, because like I feel like sometimes they want to play shy, like I don't do this, I'm not in the female, but like I know women right now that like are hardcore, like curious and everything like that. Uh-huh. They just don't have any opportunity for it. Like, and I've done a million threesomes before, so it's not really the same. But maybe that's it. Maybe like somebody who's uninhibited,
just watch her, just go to work.
See what she likes, what she fantasizes about, like, and her to do it.
Okay.
That'd be it.
So, what if the other lady pull the strap out? You find this, watch whatever she likes?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
As long as she don't open the door and Day-Day come in.
I've seen those videos. They be sitting on the side of the bed crying and shit.
Yeah, act like they ain't know what was going to happen.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, but I really want edging, man. I really want to do that. So if you're watching, yeah. I think that's. I just want to be out of control for once. Cause I'm so in control, you know. And I freak out when I get out of control or something's not in my control. I just want to try that, see how far I can. Because I've never been tied up for that same reason. Like, if I don't
control freak.
Yeah, big time control freak.
Bro, she gonna tie you up one day and pull out a dildo.
See what I'm saying, bro? Like,
you're like, nah, like.
Yeah, like if I get to, you gonna tie one arm and I gotta have a free arm. Like, wait a minute.
Nope,
like,
she gonna be two arms or nothing. She gonna start rubbing that thing on your booty hole.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? You better not ever let me out of this.
Kicking and flailing.
Yeah. Don't ever let me loose, cause I'm fucking you up.
I'm gonna tie you up and like show you how it's done.
All right. Well, next time you see an eye like this, like, what happened to you? Yeah, got a little freaky.
Dildo in his booty hole.
Got a little freaky. The old dildo in the booty ass, motherfucker. I'm like, see how you bringing shit up? So. Oh man. Outside of Faith Hill, right? What's another celebrity that you just want to, you know, just go to work on if you had the shot?
I don't know. I feel like somebody, like I saw a picture of Selma Hayek the other day.
Oh, she forever fine.
Yeah, like when she was like 22 and now she's like 50 or whatever, like, and I'm like, man.
Yep. She's like, probably the only woman with no ass that I will go to work
like
with.
Somebody like her. Like, I've always been a huge Mandy fan, like since day one when she was a nobody, her first day in WWE.
Oh, that Mandy.
That Mandy.
I thought you were talking about Mandy Moore. I'm like, nah. Wait a minute.
She's not in there no more. But like now she's 10 times finer now. Like I was the only person like tweeting her at the time. Like she had like 4 followers or whatever. Yeah.
Yo, when she dyed her hair, that changed the game.
Oh yeah,
that changed the whole fucking game for me.
She's making tons of money.
Yep. Okay. I like Regina Hall. Her fine ass. I think she's funny. She's more funny. Like she's beautiful, but she's the hilarity of it. Like I know me and her will have a good ass time. Like just in the middle of we fuck around and start laughing or some shit like that. What's the other girl? The Korean lady on wrestling, Mee Chin. And that's her name. The one that's with that used to be with AJ Styles and them.
Yeah,
her.
She's married to old boy.
Mm-hmm. And this is might be weird for you, Asuka.
I can see like Asuka being like a freak. Yo, she wears her thong on the outside of her underwear.
Right, like I follow her on the YouTube. I'm a subscriber. Yo, she's just pretty. She's like naturally pretty. Yeah, you take all that shit off her face, naturally pretty. So. It's just a language barrier. That's all I had to get over. But.
I don't need that either.
Ain't nobody's ready for Asuka. That's all she know how to say English. That's it. So.
But ain't nobody ready for me, Asuka.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a good episode, man. Learn something about you. Learn something about you. And, y'all learn something about me. See, that's another thing about my control issue. I don't openly tell shit that I think about in my head. So.
Take that.
Be having my best friend ask the question. So
did he do it?
It's looking more and more like he did it. Looking more and more like he did it. Now they're bringing Meek into it. So
Meek, yeah.
But Meek said I ain't never do no weird shit. So stop saying my name.
Of course he want to say that.
But the affidavit said a Philly rapper that dated Nicki Minaj. Ain't too many of those.
That's true.
Ain't too many of those, unless she dated somebody we don't know about. Ain't too many of those. So.
That's probably why Nicki left him.
Maybe.
Found out Diddy was playing with that booty hole.
Mm-hmm. And he found, like, the weirdest videos of him, too. At Diddy house and shit, in the pool and all that. Like,
dude, the internet's crazy. They'll find anything.
Yeah. But I will say this. They keep talking about how Diddy calls men daddy. That's black women, I know you hate this, black women go to college for a degree. White women go to college for a husband. And they have a phrase for it called ring by spring. So by their senior year, they expect to be engaged to somebody before they graduate college.
I've never heard of it, but if you're getting your degree and getting a long-term relationship out of it, why not?
Yeah.
Like we talk about, you know, in the black community when, you know, people aren't married, people aren't together, you know, mm-hmm. you're not with your kids, father, mother, whatever, maybe you should go to college and go ring for spring, buy spring, or whatever it is.
So, I've been to college, and there's some validity to that. The white women that I came across in college, they weren't the best students, you know. Some were, but a lot of them weren't. We have a thing, the weekend starts on Thursday in college. So wherever the party's at, that's where all the white women were. It was at all the parties, all the frats, football, all that shit, the baseball parties, everything. Black women were more focused and determined. Like, they're like, yo, I'm not going out tonight. Or they'll go out one night and that's it. You know, like, they focus more.
Priorities.
Yeah, they focus more on the grades because it's like, we came from a place where, you know, we didn't get shit handed to us, basically. So, I can see the validity in that. And in college, a relationship is just a relationship.
It's like high school.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I fucked him sophomore year. You know what I mean? And me and him were fucking junior year. Like, a lot of people.
But if you get with Billy, he's going to Harvard because his daddy got money, exactly. And he's going to be a law student, and then his daddy's a multimillionaire. Then, hey, get that ring while you can get it.
Yeah. Because you know they go back to the boyfriend's house over the summer. Black women, nah. Like, they're working. I mean, they come back home, all that good shit. So, yeah, there's no validity to that. But
hey, do what you got to do either way.
Ring by spring. I'm like, that's crazy.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a phrase for it. I seen it, but I didn't know it was a phrase for it. So that's
I seen it.
Yeah. So, but people at home, y'all already know it's time for best friend sack question. This is for people listening. This is where best friend goes into his sack, gets a question, me and him discuss it. Sometimes we have guests, they discuss it with us. And yeah, we try to get to the bottom of it. Sometimes it becomes one or two episodes long, but you know, they're good questions. Shout out to y'all. Yeah.
So I think I'll ask you the one about we talked about earlier. Like, so what's one of your fantasies that you'd like to explore in the bedroom, but you just haven't shared with your significant other yet? Everybody's got one.
Yeah, I have one. But I don't want you calling me no freaky motherfucker when I tell you.
Hey, you know I can get freakier than me, sir.
So. It's called edging.
I know what edging is.
You know what edging is?
I do.
Yeah, I've seen some videos, and I want to partake in edging.
But why?
Because in my life, I'm always in control. I'm always the dominant. I'm always the leader. And edging, you take that control away from me and give it to somebody else.
Okay. I've heard of it for, like, self-pleasure edging, but
yeah.
I didn't...
Yeah, it's a woman who takes control over my body.
But are you telling her to stop, or are you just going
with the flow? No, it's her show. I'm just there.
So
the videos I've seen is a lot of, you know, like nipple play, rubbing. She might, you know, she might jerk you off. You know what I mean? Like, and then she feels like you're about to come, she'll stop you. You know what I mean? And she controls, like, all that. She's in control of everything that happens.
Okay.
Sometimes she might not even touch your penis. It's just all stimulation. It's pure stimulation.
I don't think that's too freaky or... or anything.
Okay. What about you? I know you did a lot, so how about you?
See, that's the thing for me. It's like, I've done a lot, and I don't know. Like, I know women right now, when I ask that question to, they're like, I want to have two men. Like, damn, like, everybody wants to have two men, like...
Right, but then we asked Della and Quana, and they was like, nah.
Yeah, so it's like...
Well, Della said, nah, Quana, you know, she...
Like, for me, like, just, I don't know, just... Shut the hell up for 5 minutes, I guess. But
Just shut the
fuck up for 5 minutes. Just let me enjoy it for 5 minutes. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me because I've done it all except
tied
for
up.
Like two men. I've done tied up.
Blindfolded.
You know, like you know me. Like, I've done a lot. Like, you know.
See, this is why the black women like you, bro. This is exactly why the black women like you.
Like,
Ladies and gentlemen, he's pondering.
I've had to think on that one because like fantasy, like
yeah, you've done a lot, bro.
I don't know, maybe
outside on the balcony.
Yeah, I've done it outside on the balcony. Okay. I've done it on my deck.
Yeah,
I've done it in many places in public. At the beach, like not on the beach, but okay. I've never really had that fantasy, like
yeah, the sand and the ash
on the beach or whatever, like. You know, I guess I was edging on the airplane before. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a fantasy is, like, watching her, like, with a female. But I've kind of done that.
Okay. But, I thought you were talking about the other shit. Had some guy coming in and ram her up.
No, just maybe with a female, just seeing. But see, the thing, my fantasy would be watching her where she's 100% not inhibited, because like I feel like sometimes they want to play shy, like I'm not in the female, but like I know women right now that like are hardcore, like curious and everything like that. They just don't have any opportunity for it. Like, and I've done a million threesomes before, so it's not really the same. But maybe that's it. Maybe like somebody who's uninhibited,
just watch her just go to work.
See what she likes, what she fantasizes about, like, and her to do it.
Okay.
That'd be it.
So, what if the other lady pulls the strap out? You find this is... watch whatever she likes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. As long as she don't open the door and Day-Day come in.
I seen those videos. And then we sit on the side of the bed crying and shit.
Yeah, act like they ain't know what was going to happen.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, but I really want edging, man. I really want to be that. So if you're watching. Yeah. I think that's, I just want to be out of control for once. Because I'm so in control. You know, and I freak out when I get out of control or something's not in my control. I just want to try that, see how far I can go. Because I've never been tied up for that same reason. Like, if I don't want control freak. Yeah. Big time control freak.
Bro, she going to tie you up one day and pull out a dildo?
See what I'm saying, bro?
Like,
if I get to, you going to tie one arm and I got to have a free arm. Like, wait a minute.
No,
like,
she going to be two arms and nothing. She going to start rubbing that thing on your booty hole.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? You better not ever let me out of this.
Kicking and flailing.
Yeah. Don't ever let me loose because I'm fucking you up.
I'm going to tie you up and, like, show you how it's done.
All right. Well, next time you see an eye like this, like, what happened to you? Yeah. Got a little freaky.
Dildo in his booty hole.
Got a little freaky. That old dildo in the booty ass, motherfucker. I'm like, see how you bringing shit up, so. Oh, man. Outside of Faith Hill, right? What's another celebrity that you just want to, you know, just go to work on if you had the shot?
I don't know, I feel like somebody, like, I saw a picture of Selma Hayek the other day.
Oh, she forever fine.
Yeah, like, when she was, like, 22, and now she's, like, 50 or whatever, like, and I'm like, man.
Yeah. Like, she's probably the only woman with no ass that I would go to work
like,
with.
Somebody like her. Like, I've always been a huge Mandy fan, like, since day one when she was a nobody. Her first day in WWE.
Oh, that Mandy.
That Mandy.
I thought you were talking about Mandy Moore. I'm like,
nah.
Wait a minute.
She's not in there no more, but now she's 10 times fine now. Like, I was the only person, like, tweeting her at the time. Like, she had, like, four followers or whatever.
Yeah. When she dyed her hair, that changed the game.
Oh, yeah.
That changed the whole fucking game for me.
She's making tons of money.
Yep. Okay. I like Regina Hall. Her fine ass. I think because more she's funny. She's more funny. Like she's beautiful, but she's the hilarity. I know me and her will have a good ass time. Like, just in the middle of we fuck around and start laughing or some shit like that. What's the other girl? The Korean lady on wrestling. Mi Chin. Is that her name? The one that's with that used to be with AJ Styles now?
Yeah.
Yeah, her.
She's married to old boy.
Mm-hmm. And this is might be weird for you. Asuka.
I can see, like, Asuka being, like, a freak.
Yo.
She wears her thong on the outside of her underwear.
Bruh, like, I follow her on the YouTube. I'm a subscriber. Yo, she's just pretty. She's, like, naturally pretty.
Yeah,
you take all that shit off her face, naturally pretty. So. It's just a language barrier. That's all I had to get over. But.
I don't need that either.
Nobody's ready for Asuka. That's all she know how to say in English. That's it. So.
Like, ain't nobody ready for me, Asuka.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a good episode, man. Learn something about you. Learn something about you. And, y'all learn something about me. See, that's another thing about my control issues. I don't openly tell shit that I think about in my head. So, take that.
Take that, Diddy.
Be happy my best friend asked the question. So,
did he do it?
It's looking more and more like he did it. Looking more and more like he did it. Now they're bringing Meek into it. So,
oh, Meek, yeah.
But Meek said, I ain't never do no weird shit, so stop saying my name.
Of course he's going to say that.
But the affidavit said a Philly rapper that dated Nicki Minaj. Ain't too many of those.
That's true.
Ain't too many of those. Unless she dated somebody we don't know about. Ain't too many of those. So.
That's probably why Nicki left him.
Maybe.
Found out Diddy was playing with that booty hole.
Mm-hmm. And he found, like, the weirdest videos of him, too. At Diddy house and shit, in the pool and all that. Like,
dude, the internet's crazy. They'll find anything.
Yeah. But I will say this. They keep talking about how Diddy calls men daddy. That's how they talk in Harlem. Like, a lot of old Harlem people, they call each other daddy.
I don't care what it is.
I know. But, like, I follow battle rap, and a lot of old battle rappers from Harlem, they call each other daddy. That's just their lingo up there.
Okay.
Man. Like, how we say yo all the time is daddy. Like, I see you, daddy. What's going on, daddy? I see you, handsome.
I see you, poppy.
No, that's in the Bronx. Hey, but, poppy. Or they were like, I see you, handsome. Okay.
Nope.
No, none of that?
None of it. Nope.
So, because you go to New York a lot, right? Let's say you don't go to Manhattan, say you go uptown, right? And you go to a bodega or whatever, and then a Harlem person, like, because you always dress. They're like, I see you there, handsome. You're doing it right there. You automatically assuming that.
Yeah, probably. It's like, as long as they're like, hey, I see you, daddy, like Uncle Shannon. Hey. See you, daddy.
Bro, he gave him this.
He went like this, and he was like, because he wanted to be like, eh.
He might got carpal tunnel.
You know them girls when they get out of the car, they be like, yeah. They bending their wrist back like, yes.
He wanted to give him the duck lips.
He wanted to go all the way back with his back, too. Not just up here. He was back.
Oh,
he had,
man,
the diva.
That's crazy. But, yeah, man. Any last words for the people?
Nope.
Don't call him daddy. Unless, you know, you got titties.
Yep, and you bent over.
Yeah.
They gotta be female titties.
They gotta be female titties. How about I say? Because there's some men titties out there.
I'll be like, hey, man, I got some for
so
you.
So if you in the DM with men titties, mention him. Don't mention me. I don't want the men titties.
You got men titties, he wants you to edge them.
I see you handsome.
Let me edge you, boy.
Let me give you an edge up. That's what they call it in the Midwest. Don't call them shape ups. They call them edge ups.
Nope.
Let me edge you up.
Don't be walking to the barbershop talking about edging anything with me. Come here, daddy. Let me edge you up. Nope.
They're going to edge you up. Then when you finish, like, all right, I see you handsome.
Nope.
No? I'm going to sing you a song. This is a song that he actually says that. Like, the hook is like, the whole world's calling me handsome. Like, that's
okay.
It's Harlem, bro. I told you. Shout out to the Harlem people, man. Yeah? Nah?
Nope.
Okay. Alright. So, you know, as we always say about this time, you know, you got a hoe. You know, they're just hating because you having fun. You know? They call you handsome because you might be handsome. You know what I mean? You never know. But you're not trash. You're somebody's treasure. Until next time, man, we out of here, man. That's the word of the Mundo. Yo, Mundo without you.